welcome everyone to the Red Room Radio. Welcome everyone to the Red Room Radio. I am so excited that we are all back into the Red Room. I just want to let everyone know that I am so thankful for all of the support that we have had, everyone, over the last almost 2 years, even during the break that we had, that we are going back into the Red Room and we are going to give you everything that we gave you before and more. I want you to know that this new Red Room, it's new, but it's still the old, is going to be everything that you had before plus more. I want to introduce our host, and I'm hoping that everyone is going to be able to get on the call to join us in the Red Room, because I'm just so excited. I mean, I can't believe that I'm the only one excited, and I've had the excitement from everybody else, so I'm sure that I'm not the only one. I want you guys to know that if you listen to any of the archive shows, and I know that you've had, that you have, my co-host, who was the original co-host, who I always call the hottest, the hardest working man in Hotlanta, maybe hottest too. I guess that's something we might need to discuss. But the hardest working man in Hotlanta, my original co-host James, is back with us, but with a new twist, because he's no longer in Atlanta. He's back in the DMV. And I am so excited because this show is going to take us to a whole new level with him being here with us, along with the other co-hosts that have joined our show. James, I want to give you a round of applause. Are you there?
I'm back.
He's back. Everybody knows that he's back. James, are you as excited as I am?
I am. I'm ready. Let's get it going.
Let's get it going, because we are going to open up the door to the Red Room and sling it wide open and discuss things that everybody wants to hear, but most people don't want to talk about, not to just any and everybody. We have two new co-hosts joining us, and I'm going to introduce you to those people. And when I say I am so just excited about the new host that we have on our show, the first one I want to introduce you to is, this guy is incredible, unbelievable, and I just want to introduce you to Vic Love. Before you even say anything, Vic, I just want you to just give us just something to let all of our audience know who you are and what you're going to bring to this show. Vic, are you there? Vic he's out there. He's coming. This guy's been so excited that it's just amazing what he's going to bring to this show. But while we wait for him to get here, we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it moving, because, you know, in the Red Room, sometimes we've had some issues, but we still keep moving. James, the topic that we're going to have for tonight is one that a lot of people are not going to want to talk about. It's one that people are kind of going to feel like, nope, that's not something that we want to discuss, but it's something that we need to talk about. Do you agree with me or what?
I totally agree.
Yeah, and, you know, it was interesting because when we started discussing the topics that we were going to have, we wanted to bring something interesting, something inviting, something that, you know, people would want to talk about, but not necessarily discuss. So for right now, what we're going to do is open up the topic while we wait for our other two co-hosts, which is Lady T. Y'all don't even know who she is, but I'm letting you know that you will not be disappointed with her as our co-host. And Vic Love, who is, I'm sure he's on his way. Our title for tonight, Deadbeat Mom.
Oh, my God.
Is anybody really ready to talk about deadbeat moms?
I am.
James, are we really going to talk about something that's going to step on somebody's toes, or is it something that's going to enlighten people? Can you kind of, like, just tell us what it is that we want to accomplish for the show tonight?
The purpose of this is not to judge anybody, not to bash anybody. It's just to get a clear understanding, or try to get a clear understanding of both sides of the field. Deadbeat moms versus deadbeat dads. Trying to focus on a different aspect of the site tonight.
And I totally agree with you, because I think what we have, in a sense, done over the years, and what society has actually done, is made it almost taboo for us to discuss the whole issue of deadbeat moms. I mean, we want to throw the deadbeat dads under the bus so quick and so fast, but the deadbeat dad, it's like that title has just been given to them for such a very long time that when we flip the script, it's almost taboo to talk about the moms that aren't doing what they should do for their kids. So I want to see, I mean, everybody is just so, like, all over the place and excited right now about the show tonight. So I want to see, are my two new co-hosts, Big Love and Lady T, are y'all in the house with us tonight? Are you in the red room? Wow, they're not there yet. Okay, well, we're going to keep it moving, because I know that they are so, like, ready to be there, and I'm just waiting for them to just chime in. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep it moving. We're going to wait for them to come in. And I know what's going to end up happening is they're going to come in, fling the door wide open.
Hey, Shelly, this is Vic.
Vic, I knew you were there. Thank you so much, man. It's like,
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that.
Everybody's trying to make it happen. We're trying to get it going, and I'm just so excited that you are here in the red room with us tonight. My other co-host, Lady T, I know you're there. Where are you? Come on, bring it. She's there.
Well, I don't know if she's here, but I'm here. How you doing, Shelly? I want to appreciate you for allowing me to be a part of this awesome Red Room team.
Vic, we are so excited that you're part of the team, because what it's about is bringing some diversity, some different opinions about the topics that we want to bring to the forefront and discuss, that so many people just feel like they think about, but they don't want to talk about. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to have that conversation. Now, I have a guest who is decided that he is willing to come in and talk about something that most people don't want to talk about. He is someone who has personally experienced the situation that we're discussing. And Victor, if you would introduce him and, you know, kind of bring him into the red room. If he's out there, hopefully he's, and he's a hardworking man. I mean, his brother's got a situation that is one that we really need to discuss. But if he's out there, I'm hoping that he'll be able to call in and share with us.
Vic, yeah, Shelly. I want to introduce my man Q. I hope he's out there calling in. He's from New York City. But now he works in the DMV area, and he could probably enlighten us on what's going on. Hey, Q, if you're out there, let's say a couple of words about this topic, deadbeat mothers. Are you out there, Q?
You know what? I think, unfortunately, Vic, he's still out there working hard, which is, you know, we're going to keep going until he calls in. I know we had talked to him and he wanted to be able to call in to share his situation, but if he's not there, what I'm going to do is, you know, and I don't really like to tell other people's experiences because it, to me, it weighs so much more when you're able to speak on it yourself. But what brought us to this topic was just a general conversation that I had with this young man who is hardworking. He basically just shared one day a struggle that he was experiencing. And I'm hoping that he can, you know, come in and into the Red Room with us and just kind of validate what it is I'm going to share with you. This young man has a son that he had with a woman, and they were co-parenting. But, Victor, I'm sure you can attest to this, raising us hard. And she was a single mother, but he was doing what he needed to do to support his child. And at some point, I guess the struggle got a little, it became more than what a single parent should bear. Because sometimes raising a child on your own is not easy, and especially for a woman who's raising a son. And Victor, I can't even imagine what it's like to raise a child in New York City. I mean, maybe you can you know, express, you know, the seriousness of that. But it was a mutual decision that she let the child, her son, come live with the father because he wanted to be that person to change that child's life, to give him that focus, to give him that direction and everything that he needed to be a productive future grown man in society. But with that decision came the child now lives with the father, who was always paying child support faithfully every week, coming out of his paycheck, never complained about it. And then when the child, the son, came to live with the father, guess what didn't happen? The child support didn't stop. So the father kept raising his son, never complained. But 3 years later, the father has been paying child support, over $600, about $600 a month, but the child support never stopped. I need to find out, where does that mother think that it's okay to receive money every single month from that father who is taking care of that child? I mean, me as a mother, I don't see that's right. Am I the only one that feels that way?
Well, Shelly, this is Vic Love. I'm letting you know that's terrible. I mean, there's no way in the world, but it's happening all the time. Everybody is out there doing, there's a lot of women, you know, they always say the father is the bad person, but whereas some mothers are not doing the right thing. And this guy, too, because I was with you when we had the discussion with him, that, you know, he just tried to do the right thing, and then he said the court system wouldn't give him a date so he could go and try to refile so he could find a change in the circumstances. But since he's been doing it so long, you know, he didn't want no more problems with the court system, he continued to do that. And it's just dead wrong. Out there, there's a lot of people who does that. There's a lot of women who, you know, leave the kids with the grandmother and go out and do what they have to do. So, you know, they put a lot of big things on a man being a deadbeat dad, whereas there's a lot of people, you know, women doing the same thing. And today, this forum is perfect. I hope some people are listening so they can call in and give us some more feedback about the certain situation that's going on, because I'm sure a lot of people are seeing this. I know there's a lot of mothers out there probably won't throw their daughters under the bus because, you know, they won't do it. But I'm sure there's some fathers, I mean, some of the fathers' mothers who has taken on these children that have something to say. So if anybody has anything to say, let's call in. Let's hear from you. I don't know what happened to Q tonight, but it is known. Everybody knows what's going on. Let somebody call and let us know what's going on.
I kind of blame society.
Yeah.
Because society has built this image of a man and a father, but they forget about an image for a mother. If a mother is not taking care of their child, nobody speaks about that. But when a father doesn't do it, oh, they're a deadbeat dad, he ain't shit, he ain't this, he ain't that. So where does it come to play where a mother who leaves their child with the father or the grandmother or even the baby daddy's parent, is there not an issue with that?
Yeah, see, that's where I have the problem that society is so quick to label the dad as deadbeat. Because that whole term came from the father. And I'm not excusing the deadbeat dad. Please don't get me wrong. That should do more. That should take care of. That should participate in raising their children. Because those children did not come into the world on their own by themselves. There were two consenting adults that agreed to bring this child into the world. Whatever the circumstances were, there was a mutual agreement at some point. I may get some disagreement with that, and that's okay. But what really bothers me is that society will label the father so quickly. And I see on Mother's Day all the posts to the women, Happy Father's Day to you, Mom. Okay, that's all well and good. But how many times do you see on Father's Day somebody, you know, post on Facebook or send a card to the father that says Happy Mother's Day on Mom's Day? Because at some point when a parent is raising a child by themselves, they're both mother and father. But it seems like it's okay to just excuse the mother from not taking the responsibility of taking care of her child. And it's really not to judge, and I wholeheartedly, because, you know, in the Red Room, we don't judge people. We definitely do not judge. We basically try to open the forum so that people can understand. And it may be a situation that we don't understand, but you can enlighten us, and that's what it's all about. But what I need somebody to enlighten me on is, how is it okay for a mother to either walk away from her child and leave the responsibility on the father or her family's? It's basically just leaving the responsibility on her family or his family to raise a child that she obviously agreed to bring into the world. I'm going to open up the lines to see if anybody is interested in sharing some information, enlightening us, to share some insights on this topic, because that's what it's about. It's discussing both sides of the story. So if there's anybody out there that is listening that would like to share something, what I need you to do is press 1 on your phone, and I will recognize the fact that you have something that you want to share. We do not call out your name, who you are, or where you're from. The only thing that I will do is give you the last 4 numbers of your the number that you're calling from, so that you can be aware that you're the one that I'm opening up the call to. So at some point, if you would like to press 1 and share some information with us, we are more than willing to hear your opinion, because that's what it's all about for us. Is there anyone that would like to share something to help us understand what it is that we're discussing tonight? And Vic, while you're here, I just want you to I'm sure everybody knows the situation of somebody that's a deadbeat dad, because we just, it's unfortunate, but it is a situation. Do you know of anybody that you've ever come across that has been a deadbeat mom? And Jane,
Shelly, for me, I know a couple. You know, I don't want to throw them under the bus out here, because it's not like that's not the forum I'm trying to do. What I'm just trying to do is make everybody aware that it's happening. You know, it's definitely happening. There's a lot of people that's doing the right thing, and there's a lot of people that's not even the biological fathers or that's doing the right thing to kids that's not there. So there's a lot of different avenues that we can go on that subject, you know. But it's just a shame that, you know, they always make it seem like the guy is the wrong guy. And there's a lot of deadbeat guys out there, but I don't want to beat them over the heads. And I see a lot of them doing that too. But we just need to find out somebody out there that can just make us know what's going on out there. Let us know what you experience, and from a personal effect. Is anybody out there to let us know that?
Well, I did get some feedback, because you all know I always do some research before every show that I have, and I did get some feedback for one situation that, you know, someone shared with me, because it's like, you know, when I brought up the topic, it was like, ooh, are you serious? You're going to talk about that? And I said, yes, because, you know, it's only fair to discuss both sides of the spectrum. But this is a situation that they were personally aware of. And he shared this because he was like, I just couldn't believe that, you know, this had actually happened. And this was a situation. There was two consenting adults who had a baby. And at some point, you know, they were in a relationship of some kind, and they had a baby, and she tells him that he's the father, and he knows that it's possibly because he knows that they were intimate, even though they weren't necessarily in a relationship or living together or married, but he knew he could have possibly been the father, so he took the responsibility, and she takes him to court for child support. The judge orders child support. And he has to pay so much child support that by the time he gets his paycheck, he only has about $100 on each paycheck. And he goes to the court and he pleads to the judge. He's like, I only have this much to live on. And the judge tells him, well, I think you need to get a second job. So he survives. You know, I'm sure he doesn't have his own place. He doesn't have a car, but he still has a job, because if he doesn't pay his child support, what's going to happen? He's going to lose his license, get locked up. And, oh, FYI, for anybody out there listening, do you know that in many states, they now have extended the child support punishment to putting a boot on your car? And you know it's a boot because it's a different color of the boot that you get for a parking ticket. And they put a big notice in your window.
I don't pay my child support, you're going to boot my car so I can't drive to pay my child support?
Exactly. Because they figure, oh, you lose your driver's license, you can still drive without a driver's license. But if we put that car on lockdown, guess what? That Escalade that you have parked out there with those 22-inch rims on it, you're not paying your child support, then you're not going to move that car either. And unfortunately, there are some men out there who are struggling, who can barely make ends meet, like this guy, who they still will put that boot on your car. But beyond that, that's probably another topic for discussion. But
let's go ahead and see what one of our callers say after you say this last piece of.
Okay, about the boot for the child support? Yeah, that's an interesting conversation. But anyhow, he pays the child support, he struggles. The woman decides after many years that she wants more money. She needs more money. I won't say want, she needs more money. So she takes him back to court for child support. And when he goes back, a friend suggests that he get the paternity test. You might need to see if you truly are their child's father. He requests that through the court. The court grants it. The decision is, the Jerry Springer, you are not the father. Now, in some cases, the court will simply say, well, you've been paying child support this long. That child has been able to live comfortably. That child needs to be taken care of. You will continue to pay child support. That has been the decision in cases as well. But in this case, the court says, well, he's not the father, and he's paid child support for all these years, and he's not the father? Well, Mom, you owe him money. And when you figure out who the father really is, then we will go for the child support for him. But in the meantime, you're going to pay him back. You're going to pay him back all the money that he has paid to you for all of those years because you came back and asked for more money. Do you think that's fair that she should have to pay him back all that money?
Well, Shelly, let me just say one thing about that. I feel like this. If I paid that kind of money for, personally, if I paid the money for a child that I, you know, bonded with and been a part of his life, you know, sometimes, you know, that effect on you as a real man, I would probably continue to pay for that child. I probably, you know, since that child's been in my life, I would say, you know, why should the child suffer from, you know, his mother's, you know, stupidity? You know, me as being a man, I would probably still continue to see that child as my son or daughter and continue to raise them as mine. That's what I would do. I mean, I don't know how many people feel that way, but a real person, when you have a bond with a child, if it's yours, either yours biologically or is it just, you know, in this situation, not yours, to just step out of the life of a child that you've been spending, you know, not only your money, maybe some time, and, you know, just the love that's been, you know, brought up through the you know, exchanges and being with that person, I probably would continue to pay for the support. That's just me.
Okay. Well, Vic, I want to open up the line to see who has another opinion or comment. First, I want to open up the line, and the last four of the cell phone number is 7447. I will unmute your line and give you a chance to share with us in the red room.
Hello there.
Well, hello there. How are you?
How are you guys? It's nice to hear your voices.
Well, welcome back into the Red Room. This is a familiar voice.
Of course it's a familiar voice. Is it
Sarah Lynn? Would you like to introduce yourself? Oh, Sarah Lynn.
My name is Sarah Lynn.
Say who you are. Sarah Lynn.
My name is Sarah Lynn, everyone. It's nice to be on the radio show. You know I had to put in my two cents.
Okay, please give us your two cents.
The mom should not be called deadbeat mom. It should be trifling mom.
She's starting already. She's starting already.
Oh, man.
What woman could carry a child for 9 months and not have some connection with that child and leaves it by the roadside and start another life again? When these people are doing these things, even if the father or the mother, they continuing the cycle, they're bringing children into the world by different women or different men, and they just keep on going. They should be punished. These children was not asked, they didn't ask for this kind of treatment. I don't understand why a woman should be so nurturing, and so it has to take a special woman to do something like that. Special woman, special circumstance.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because it does go back to the mother being the nurturer, the mother carrying the child for 9 months, and then how do you just walk away? And I know there are special that we're saying that, you know,
we're not judging.
No reason why a mother should ever do that, because there are certain situations where, you know, a mother just can't take care of her child. And those situations, we don't judge. But for anything
but Shelly,
else.
Shelly, I'm sorry. Shelly, one thing I want to say, sometimes, you know, a woman, a lot of things is going on. You know what I'm saying? It might be with a drug problem or just they're not good, they're not feeling good about themselves. And this is what happens. You know, good people do some stupid things. So we got to, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, be with the trifling, like the trifling mom, but I'm saying some good women make some horrible mistakes. So you got to make, you know, you know, let's think about it on that end as well. You know what I'm saying? That always is a bad thing. Some people are just going through some hard times and stuff.
Exactly. That is true, and I understand that there are some women that have situations that prevents them from being fully capable of being able to take care of a child, and those are not the moms that we're calling deadbeat. Those moms that have, and I will say this, and maybe some people will say, you know, don't give them a pass because they made the choice, but you have mothers who are drug addicted. You have mothers who have, and this is a totally different situation, but they have a medical disability where they can't take care of their children. Those are not the mothers I'm talking about. The mothers I'm talking about are the ones that are fully capable, that can work a job, that can go out and hustle just as hard as the father does, that can, you know, do what it takes to make sacrifices to raise a child. When you bring a child into this world, you make an 18-year sacrifice off the break. You make a lifetime sacrifice, to be quite honest, because your children are always going to be your children. But when you make that decision that, well, you know what, this isn't a good time in my life right now to raise a kid. And you know what, I'm just going to drop them off at my mother's. Or I'm going to make this father pay because I don't want to work a job, so I'm just going to take every dime that I can for him for child support because he doesn't want to be with me anymore and someone else. So let me get as much money as I can from him so he has nothing left to spend on the new girl. It's so much maliciousness out there for women who do some of the things that they do and the decisions that they make. But I'm going to get off the soapbox because this is not forum for me to just give my opinion. I want to open up the call, and I want to also see if, you know, our co-host, Lady T, has made it in. I know she had some other engagements for the evening, and she had a lot going on. And for her to join us in the Red Room was just, It was like such a, to me, it was like an honor for me for her to say yes and to be able to join us. So I want to see if she's in the Red Room. Lady T, are you out there? Did you happen to be able to make it into the Red Room and grace us with your presence? She's still not there yet. Okay, she's working on it. I know she's coming. But in the meantime, I'm going to open up the call for the next caller who wants to share, and I am so open to listening. The next caller, your last four numbers of your call is 0807. Welcome to the Red Room. Please tell us what it is that you would like to share with us tonight. The last four numbers of your phone number is 0807. Welcome to the Red Room. Please share with us. Okay, well, we'll go to the next caller. The next caller who would like to share with us in the Red Room is the last four numbers. Are you there, 0807? Okay. The next caller who would like to share with us in the Red Room, the last four numbers is 6154. Welcome to the Red Room, the caller with the last four cell phone numbers, 6154. Are you there? I think people are being a little shy tonight in the Red Room. I think we kind of touched a nerve. Okay. This is very interesting because I'm wondering if we kind of touched on a topic. Last four numbers, 6154. Are you out there?
Shelley, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Well,
I'm like, what's
the
going on? Come on. Please. What the heck is going
exactly.
on? First of all,
I know this
I got to search and find this number because you posted the wrong number on Facebook.
We did, and I apologize. It's not us. Law Talk Radio, they had some kinks. They gave us the number. You guys called in, and it didn't work. And I so apologize. That I will be discussing with Red Room, with the Law Talk, because, you know, we had a situation with them once before. So we will be discussing this with them again. But you know what?
I know that voice, Shelley.
Yeah, you know this voice.
You know that voice.
This your other you. Come on, you know this voice.
We know you're getting ready to give us the real.
Yeah, I am.
What is your opinion about that,
paying back that money. Yeah, she need to get that money back. You know why? When that baby popped out, she knew he wasn't the father. Come on. You think she knew?
Yeah, I mean, we, for her to go back, it was greed. It was greed. She wanted more money, and that's what happened.
No, she was wrong, Shelly, from the start. Then it was greed because he wasn't the father. She knew he wasn't the father. You know who the father of your child is. Maybe you out there, you know, you got 2, 3, you know, honeys or whatever. But once that child is born, Shelly, unless they twins, they triplets, what? You know who the daddy is. Then you're going to go to court and make this man struggle and pay. Then that's where the greed come in. Now you want more, and then you got caught. So busted. Come on. Pay it back. You should make her pay double.
The interesting part about it is she's paying back now out of her retirement.
Yeah, well, there you go. I have no sympathy.
Okay, so we kind of all on the same page. I would be interested in somebody saying that she should have never paid the money back. And I just still want to say that Lady T is on her way. I know she's coming. Whenever she gets here, I just want her to swing the door to the Red Room open and be like, hey, y'all, I'm here. So, Lady T, if you're there, please let us know. Whenever you get here, swing the door open and let us know you in the Red Room.
I'm here.
Lady T. Zig Love and Lady T finally made it into the Red Room. I am so excited, y'all. I so apologize to all our listeners. Please know and understand this is our first night back after a while of being away. But I promise you, every week we're going to give you exactly what you need for 1 hour, either to inform you, entertain you, make you laugh. You will experience 1 hour of something in a week that scandal can't even give you. How about I promise that?
Oh.
And that's a big promise, isn't it? And I don't even watch Scandal.
Oh.
So I just know that it's something that everybody's into. But is there any? I want to open up the call to one more caller because we do have to keep going. I don't want to beat the deadbeat mom too bad because, you know, they say you can't beat a dead horse. So I want to open up the line to one more caller to just give us some feedback as to what you think about our topic for tonight. The last four numbers of the caller's number is 7163. Welcome to the Red Room, and please share with us your thoughts. Last four numbers of the call. 7163. Okay. I guess pretty much everybody just kind of agrees with what it is that we're talking about tonight. I mean, this is a topic of discussion that we can continue, but if at some point, you know, anybody disagrees, please just let us know. If you are on the call and you would like to speak and share, please press 1 on your phone and we will be able to open up your line so that you can share with us. We have another segment of the show that we're going to open up, which is going to be new to the Red Room, and it is called The Scarlet Envelope. As you know, in previous Red Room radio shows, we would have our callers who would email us different situations or relationships or things that they were experiencing in their life, and they would want us to give their opinion. This is an opportunity for people to share things where we have no idea who you are. It's no judging. Your friends may not be able to give you advice or be able to feedback on your situation, but in the Red Room, we give it to you real. It may not be what you want to hear, but we still give you the real deal. So, tonight, we're going to open the first Scarlet Envelope. And my original co-host will read it to you. I hope you're ready because this one is a really good one. and it was one that was sent to us from the last anniversary show that we did. And as I replied back, I asked if this was one that wanted to get a response from, and the situation has not changed. So, Shane, can you read to us the Scarlet Envelope?
I had to take a sip of this Jameson because I had to get ready for it. All right.
Oh, and do know that future episodes, we're going to have our mixologist, because James is also a mixologist. He's going to bring to us nice little libations that we can prepare for our future shows. He's going to share drink mixes and things that we can, you know, kind of add to the holidays because it is that time of year. So just as a side note, James, can you kind of give us, just give us the Scarlet Envelope? I'm too excited and I'm ready.
All right. Today's Scarlet Envelope. Drum roll, please. All right. Dear Red Room, I hope you can help me save my friend. I met him through a mutual friend over a year ago. He was very handsome, charming, and a real gentleman. With all those things a girl will want, I knew I wasn't ready for dating that could lead to a relationship, and I expressed that to him. He said he understood and was open to just being friends. We started hanging out together almost every weekend. We had the best friendship for more than 6 months. Then one day, well, you know what happened. We talked about it afterwards and agreed that we still didn't want to be in a relationship, even though we were very attracted to each other. So we sort of agreed to being friends with benefits. We even went out on a few dates with other people that turned into hell dates that we joked about it. 2 weeks ago, we went out to dinner with a group of friends, and out of nowhere, he pulled out a ring and proposed. I was beyond embarrassed because he put me on the spot, and all of our friends were in shock. I was able to get out of giving an answer, and we talked about it on the way home. He feels that we have been in a relationship since we became intimate, and that we are a perfect match, and since we weren't dating, we should be together. He said he proposed to me to let me know how serious he is. He's an amazing man, and I do love him, but I am not ready for marriage. After explaining all of this to him, he says, if I say no to marriage, our friendship has to end. I don't understand the ultimatum, and I'm upset by how he's been treating me, because now he's not speaking to me. What can I do to save my friendship? I want my friend, not a husband. Sincerely, do not want to be wifey.
Wow.
Ooh.
Leave it alone.
Wow. Okay, Lady T, you just stepped into the room. Lady T, you just stepped into the room. I'm going to give you the floor for this one.
Yes, ma'am. Leave him alone. He threw her out like last week's garbage. Everybody know that whole little friends with benefits. That stuff don't work. Because somebody end up falling for somebody, and guess who fell first? His old
babble
butt.
Wow, that's deep, Lady T. That's deep, Lady T. That's deep. This is Vic Love. I'm just letting you know that that's deep. Because let me tell you what happened. When you start having sex with a dear friend, that's going to be disastrous, period. And you're right about that part. But, you know, when you start off as friends, a lot of people don't start out as friends. All they do is have sex. So... wow, she's in a deep dilemma because she likes him as a friend, and he wants more. I think he needs to stop and examine what she's trying to say and what she's trying to do, and, you know, give her a chance and be her friend. You know, once you start having sex, it's a whole different ball game, and she still wants to be his friend. A lot of people are not friends; they're just having sex. So I don't know. That's a deep one right there. What do you think about that,
but
James?
But she made it clear that she just wanted a relationship. That she just wanted a friendship and not a relationship.
Benefits.
Am I correct?
You can't,
But your friends with benefits, you can't just that's once you start doing that, that changes the whole the scenario. It changes everything. You know, we let Shelly.
I'm here because I and I'm just listening because one, I think they both were two people in denial. She wanted the best of both worlds without having to give up anything. And he was naive to the whole situation that he walked into. And Victor, you're right. It's a disastrous situation. That friends with benefits thing, people say that it works. It's a disaster because with intimacy does come feeling. People can say that it doesn't, but it does eventually. Who's disagreeing with me?
No, I'm agreeing.
It does. I mean, it's just human nature. Two people are sharing something that it's like the most intimate thing that they can share other than bringing a child into the world, which could lead to that. But then when you want to say that that's just part of this casual type of thing that you have for your everyday life, you can fool yourself for a while, but eventually somebody is going to end up being the fool. And I think what happened here is I think she basically just used the excuse of I'm not ready for a relationship. We as women sometimes use that because we just don't want to deal with the responsibilities and the commitment and everything that comes along with being in a relationship. And, yes, I'm throwing women out there because men do it too. But when we do it, it's
men do it too.
Yeah, men do it too. Because men say, oh, I don't want to be in a relationship. They just want all the benefits from it. But with men, when they do it, it's almost like, oh, yeah, he's a player. But when women do it, it's almost like you just look at it and say, oh, she's just not ready. She went through something that was just devastating to her. And, oh, I have to be patient with her. Guess what? I'm going to give all of you men out there that are listening to this, if you fall for that one, here's a hint and a half for your ass. She's playing you.
She's a hoe.
No, she's not a hoe. She's just a friend with benefits.
I didn't say that. But she's playing you because she sees
she wanted
him.
To be Shelly.
Yes, exactly. And the dinners and the hanging out and all of that, but she just still wanted to keep all of her other options open. So what I say to you don't want to be a wifey, you don't ever have to be a wifey. But guess what? You're going to still be in the same position that you're in, finding a best friend that you can have benefits with that's going to fall for you because she's probably a great person. Well, she could be. But somewhere along the way, she's got that whole relationship thing screwed up. If you don't want to be in a relationship, don't open the door to intimacy. Keep it a friendship. Because when you open the door to intimacy, you're opening the door to the possibility of somebody thinking that there could be a relationship. I'm sorry, don't want to be a wifey. You probably didn't expect to get the response that you got from us. But in the red room, that's what you get. I feel kind of sorry for the guy because it seems like he was a good guy that saw someone that he wanted to spend the rest of his life with. I mean, the guy went out and bought a ring. Jeez, what if he went to
Derek?
How
about that? I'm open.
What if he went to Derek,
guess
it, y'all?
Wow.
And he bought it on sale and can't get his money back. I'm just saying. I'll take that ring back and get my money.
Well,
let's hope he can because I just suggest to her, if you're not ready for a relationship, then don't do the friends with benefits. Just, you know, have a best friend that you can hang out with, but don't open the door to intimacy. So if anybody has a letter they would like to send to the Red Room, just know and understand we're going to keep it real with you with the response. It kind of might scare people off, but please do send your letters to info@theredroomradio.com. Or you can go to my website, ShellyOBrooks.com, and click email us, and that will send the email to us so that each week we can share your letters and give you our undiluted response. At this point, I talked about the whole new format that we're going to have next week. Trust me, we're going to have all the kinks worked out, and we're going to have a very, very structured format that's going to be informative and entertaining and just give you everything that you're used to getting in the Red Room and more. One new segment that we're going to add is our health and wellness, and it's we're going to have guests that will share information on health, beauty, and wellness. Men, please don't feel that you're excluded from this, because we want to let you know that as women behind closed doors, we sometimes call you, we call you beautiful. Your masculinity is beautiful. So don't feel like this part is something that doesn't include you, because you might find out some things that we see in you that you don't even know we see. Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to step away from
Moon that. Moon T, you yawning?
That is a huge compliment. But if anyone has some health tips, beauty tips, or a business that you would like to share with us in the Red Room that could add to our health and wellness and beauty, please email us at the Red Room Radio, at info@theredroomradio.com, so we can schedule you for an upcoming show. I have a list of businesses that are going to come on and, you know, give us information about how we can be healthy and more healthy, wealthy, more beautiful, and just an overall, you know, addition to our lives. Because in the Red Room, we want you to be, you know, we want you to experience amazing relationships, know the good ones from the bad ones. We want you to have total health, wealth, beauty, and happiness. And then y'all are beautiful too. The next segment we're going to have is, if you remember, there was a time when I had my 2 cents. And I may disappoint some people, but this is not going to be one of my normal rant and raves. This is something that is near and dear to my heart because of the time of the year that it is. My 2 cents for tonight is that we really need to take this time of the year that some people experience a sense of loneliness that we may not recognize.
Oh, well, Jesus.
Some people are fine all year long, but the holidays remind some people of the loss of a parent, the loss of a child, the loss of a spouse, or the loss of a close friend that they're used to spending the holidays with. We all know who these people could be, because we're close to someone that has experienced a loss. But I beg you to please reach out and share. This time of the year, we have a tendency to be so selfish with Thanksgiving and Christmas that we don't think about giving. But with the holiday that's next coming, there are two words that make up that holiday, and it's thanks and giving. We sometimes get so caught up in all of the food and the festivities that we forget those two words, give and thanks. Thanks and give. So I suggest that this time of the year, do something to give back. Give thanks first and foremost, but do give back. Do something to if you can do nothing more than invite someone to your family dinner. It could be a coworker, a next-door neighbor, somebody that you know, invite them to your dinner, to your Thanksgiving dinner that you know that would normally spend the day alone. If you don't have enough to give, then find a way to give. I mean, one extra plate out of all of the food. If you can put food away in your refrigerator the night of Thanksgiving, there's a plate that you could have given to someone. And I know almost everybody is going to put food away in the refrigerator. If you can't invite that person over, find somebody that you can take a plate to. Or make a promise. Make them promise that they'll come to your house, even if they say, oh, no, I don't want to intrude, or I don't want... Still make the offer. If they don't come, at least you made the offer. That is still a part of giving. If you can't, they won't come, find somebody that you can deliver a plate to. And if you're really serious, and this is if you're really serious, if you know there's someone that you want to give to, and you don't have the ability to be able to take it to them, let me explain to you that there's always a way to give. If you can catch Lyft or Uber to go to the club because you don't want to drink and drive, you can pay Lyft or Uber to deliver a plate or deliver a gift to somebody that you know that's going to be spending the holidays alone. And that might sound a little extreme, but guess what? It's real. Sometimes people will experience things that you don't understand that they're experiencing, and you still have to try to find a way to give to them, even if you don't understand. Go feed the homeless. Volunteer at a shelter. Donate food for a food drive. If you're not going to do any of that, still donate food for a food drive. Find a way to give. Life is about reciprocity. If you don't give, how much can you expect to get in return? That should be the question we ask ourselves every single day. If I don't give something, what am I going to get back in return?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to step off my soapbox, and that's my
question. I want to say on your 2 cents. One, I thank you for saying that. Two, I wholeheartedly feel that because tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of me losing my grandmother. And yesterday I had a breakdown at work for a good 30 to 45 minutes. So, yeah, my grandmother always told me to give. Always be humble. Always be truthful. Always be caring. And to this day, that's who I am. I'm fortunate enough now to have supportive family, great employment. So when I see somebody on the street, they ask for change. Even if it's the last that I have in my pocket, I'll give it because I've been blessed enough to have it to give. The holidays are coming up. A lot of people experiencing a lot of different things. And, you know, Shelly, you know more than anybody else on this call, knows that this time last year I lost a good 5 family members within 6 months. So,
yes, exactly.
Give, live your life. I don't want to put a damp on the show, but it really hit home when you brought this up. You threw me for loop for that one. But,
I mean, we just keep it real. Sometimes it's not all about laughs, but it's about just touching the spirit and reaching the soul of people with the truth. However it's delivered, that's what it's all about. Also, what
that's so true. That's so true,
business.
Shelly. That's so true.
I mean,
a lot of people are listening, and they might want to, you might be uplifting somebody else that really, you know, they don't want to speak on it. But they listen to you, and you bring out, you know, you help them get through. I lost my grandmother 2 years ago, and, you know, it hurts every time because Thanksgiving was our biggest holiday. And, you know, at this time, people are really, really, you know, they're suffering. And some people just don't know how to talk about it. When they hear people that's having the same and dealing with the same things, you know, it enlightens their spirit. And that's really good that you bring that up. I appreciate that, too. I'm with you, James, about that. You know, my grandmother was a matriarch of my family, especially at Thanksgiving time, you know. So I know. Mm-hmm. I thank you for bringing that up. And we need that. We need to help somebody else. You never know what your words do. You might hit you, but you might help somebody else get through at this time. And thank you, Shelly, for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Yes, Shelly, thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, it's just something that I used to do my 2 cents, and I would get on my soapbox, and it would be something that irritated me for the day or something that kind of just filled my spirit for the day. And tonight I did not come up with this until about half an hour before we started the show. And I just feel like this is something that somebody out there needs. I mean, the Red Room Radio, we get racy. We kind of talk about stuff that it's like, ooh, no, they didn't just say that. And it goes kind of over the cliff. But you just never know what you're going to get when you come into the Red Room. So I just want One, I want you to invite your friends, invite your family, tell them to listen in. And if they're offended by anything they hear, guess what? They can always hang up. But I guarantee you that something we're going to talk about on this radio show is either going to touch their lives, their life, or someone else they know that will either inspire, entertain, or inform them. And that's what this radio show is about. One of the other things that we're going to do is we're going to announce every week an upcoming event. If you have an event or if you have something that you are sponsoring, we want to share it. Because one thing that I have found out over the time that we've done this show, we have reached people from all over the world. Internet is all over the world. I have seen callers that call in from and listen to our archive shows from places that I've never been and I plan to never go, but I thank them so much for listening to the show. If you have an event or something that you would like to have announced on our show, please email us. Again, the email address is info@theredroomradio.com. If you can't remember that, if you go to my website, ShellyElbrooks.com, and just click on email us, it'll still send the email right to us where we can get that information. All of the co-hosts on the show, to your email. It's not just me, because this is not about just me. It's about bringing information, and it's about sharing and helping anybody that listens to the show. And the one person that I want to share an event for tonight is someone that I met when I started a job that took me to a place that I never thought I was ever going to have to go back to. And it was working in a job that I had to work, which was the same job that I worked my first year in college. When I met this young man, he offended me because he said something to me that made me think, who do you think you are to be able to say something like that to me? You don't know me. But his delivery made me laugh at what he said that I thought offended me. Come to find out, this guy had a goal. He had a passion. He was walking in his gift, and that's to make people laugh. This guy's name is Lawrence Owens. And from 7 years ago, he worked in the same job that I worked in. Up to now, this guy is traveling all over the country. I see his posts on Facebook. He's in this airport, that airport, and all over the place. And this next weekend, he's going to be in D.C. His name is Lawrence Owens. He is a comedian that when I tell you, you're going to laugh to the point where you might want to stop and buy a one-pack of Depends if they have them somewhere, because you're going to have a laugh. That's going to make you almost want to pee your pants. His stand-up show is called Astute Intuition. Now, I've got to go next week because, one, I can't even believe that he would use those two words. And, yes, Lawrence, I am cutting you up because this is my way of letting you know how proud I am of you. It's a one-hour stand-up comedy special. It's going to be a live taping on November 20th. The doors open at 8 p.m. at the Gala Hispanic Theater in D.C. The address is 3333 14th Street Northwest, D.C. If you're in the area, I encourage you to please get your ticket. Support this guy who has he did what he needed to do to make the sacrifice to where he is today. And I'm so proud of him. I am so, so very proud of him. If you order your tickets online, you can go to Astute Intuition. And let me spell it for you because I had to make sure I did a spell check myself, and I'm a writer. It's astuteintuition.eventbrite.com. And if you order your tickets in advance using the coupon code Lawrence Owens, you will get your tickets at a discounted price, which will be $20 in advance and $30 at the door. I'm going to be there. I hope anybody else that's listening that's in the DMV will be there. I ask that you come support this brother who is actually walking in his gifts. And when I tell you he's funny, all I can say is he cut me up and I laughed at myself, and not too many people can do that because I'm a little sensitive at times. So at this point, I want to thank everybody that has come into the Red Room with us. We are going to come back and do it again next Tuesday, every Tuesday. I want to thank my co-host, Jane, the hardest worker man in DMV now. Lady T, who I am so thankful that you were able to kind of get into the position where you were able to join us. I know you had so much going on, and for you to join us tonight, I knew it was going to be a challenge for you, but I am so, so honored that you were able to step into the room with us and just, you know, just grace us with your presence. I look forward to doing every single show with you. And Vic Love, I know you were, I know you were a little calm tonight, and I know before long you're going to turn it up. But I thank
you
for doing the same thing, for being able to just, you know, step in and say, hey, Shelly, I'm willing to come in, and I'm ready to do this with you. So, again, I thank you. So at this point, I want anybody that has anything to say, please just let us know. Because I'm just so excited and happy to be in the Red Room tonight.
Well, Shelly, thank you for inviting me in the Red Room. I appreciate it. I had a great time. I know I'm going to get better and better. This is my first time really doing live radio, and I'm going to make sure I keep it going because Vic Love will be in the house.
Uh-oh. Thank you.
What he said.
She said what he said. I know the next time it's going to be something different, and I'm just waiting because she getting ready to turn. She going to turn it out. I can tell you right now. Y'all, we have hit tell y'all one day in the show, one day on the show, our history. But for right now, I'm going to leave that alone.
Shelly,
I think it's going to
make you look bad, Shelly.
Shelly.
That's going to make you look bad.
Shelly, I just wanted to say one thing.
Yes,
can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I just wanted to tell Mr. Vic Love, you surely have a sexy voice.
Well, that's what I'm trying to be. I appreciate that.
Don't
tell me that. You know, I'm going to, that's it. I appreciate it. I really do appreciate that. I hope you use it a lot more.
I have to give you
I think Vic Love has started something. And I'm so glad that Niecy came back into the Red Room because, you know, Niecy was one of our regulars, and we had so much fun with her that it was like we couldn't go in the Red Room without her. Niecy, welcome back.
I didn't know you were back.
It was just so much going on. But you know now.
Hey, Shelly.
Yes.
Hey, Shelly.
Yes.
You hear me, Shelly?
I can hear you.
My wife just shouted out, make sure you tell them I'm married. Yes, I'm married, ladies. I know I got a nice voice, but I'm happily married. 20 years in. Well, not 18 years in. Soon to be 20 together, so I am married. But I still am going to talk. Don't worry about that.
I'm sure your wife knows that you have a sexy voice. She probably sitting back saying, yes, I do already know.
Yeah, she already
knows. Thank y'all so much for being in the Red Room. I promise we're going to bring it to you bigger and better every single show. We're going to close the show out tonight with thanks. And also we're going to add, I would like to add prayers and support for all of those people that are experiencing a loss or something in their lives that they cannot understand. Basically, I really want to say prayers for Paris. I don't want to get too political about anything, but I just ask that everybody be safe. I pray for everybody's well-being. I thank you for joining us in the Red Room, and I hope that you will all be here for us for bigger, better, and greater things to come. Thank you, everyone. Have a great night, and we will see you next Tuesday at 9 o'clock, at 8 o'clock. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. All right.
I need a cigarette.